KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, we're in that time of year again. I'm going to mention several courses that are going to be available at Calvary Church Albuquerque. I want to really make clear that these courses are for the community. You may not attend Calvary Church Albuquerque. You may attend somewhere else, or you may not attend anywhere. These courses, for the most part, are offered at no cost. Some of the courses have materials you may need to purchase, and I would probably say this about most, if not all, the courses. If the cost is going to keep you from attending, we'd encourage you to reach out to Calvary and let them know you're interested in attending the class regardless. Now, the classes, the life courses, first, let me help you find where they are on the website. Go to CalvaryNM.church. And at the top of the page, you'll see ministries. Just hover over that and go down to life courses. Click on that, and you'll find 11 courses coming up at the beginning of August. Some of them are on Mondays, and some of them are on Thursdays. August 3rd will be the first Monday in August. And on Monday, there'll be biblical discipleship, growing through grief, trauma, PTSD, dealing with that with veterans specifically, and then also couples rebuilding trust. August 6th, Thursday night, is the kickoff for several weeks of these courses. Growing in Christ, that's the Foundations course. Life After Betrayal, that course specifically for women. Substance abuse is another, as is trauma, PTSD. Now, that one is for civilians, specifically on Thursdays. And then Without Anger, a course designed for men. And then finally, on Thursdays, Women Living Without Abuse. That's the life courses. Now, there's some courses like Life After Abortion. You actually need to connect with the church to set an appointment for that, I believe. So it is on Thursdays by appointment. Today we're going to spend some time talking with Alan and Sarah Scarf. They oversee the Couples Rebuilding Trust course starting August 3rd at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And these classes are various places on the campus, but you'll find all the details, again, at calvarynm.church, then under ministries, go to life courses. Alan and Sarah, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us a little bit.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Now, you've done this a few years.
We have.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And let's get into the people that we want to encourage to get information and sign up to be part of the course starting August 3rd. That's a Monday night, 6:30?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Every Monday. And how many weeks is that course?
It's going approximately 14 weeks.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that we're talking about off the air, and we want to make sure that we make clear about this course is designed for couples rebuilding trust, married couples rebuilding trust. So if you have any questions about that, make sure to reach out to Calvary. You can do it online, obviously, or you can call 505-344-0880. And Alan, Sarah, I mentioned at the top that all of these courses, they're for the community. You know, they're on the Calvary campus, but we're looking to have an impact in the community and would welcome anyone from, you know, as I said, from any church or maybe someone who's not currently attending a church. Do you find the community getting involved in finding people that aren't necessarily from Calvary?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's encouraging. That's mm-hmm. really encouraging. Now, above looking specifically for married couples working to rebuild trust, speak directly to people that hear the title and they're like, I don't know if that's for us. Who would you speak to and say, if you're dealing with this, we'd really love to see you in the class?
Yeah, I think we want to concentrate on the words after the betrayal.
Yeah.
It's rebuilding trust after betrayal. So that can be a physical affair, emotional affair. It could be just many different aspects of betrayal. And that's dependent on what the offended.
Yeah.
I guess decides is a betrayal, right?
Yeah, I mean that includes pornography, flirtation, all those kinds of things that can be really hurtful and harmful to a marriage and break trust.
Yeah. What are some of the things, as you said 12 weeks?
Yes, sir. 12 14. To 14.
14, okay. What, are there headings in, are there, and I know we may not walk through every, 12 or 14 topics, but, and you already did kind of highlight, but what are some things that you may be covering, that people would be, I wouldn't have thought about that.
So we cover like common myths as far as that is in relation to betrayal. We cover grief work as far as there is a lot of grief involved with betrayal. And so we go into exercises that can help you grieve together, which is where healing takes place. And so lots of that. There's also ties to scripture as far as what the Bible says about these things and the healing that can happen too between couples.
And we focus on building intimacy, not just sexual intimacy, uh-huh. but all intimacy. And then also the importance of connection with others, mm-hmm. Men with men, women with women, and building true relationships and truly being known.
Yeah, and community and accountability.
Right, which is, I'm going to guess, is somewhat you were talking about, Alan, men building relationships with men, accountability, like you're saying, Sarah, how important that is. Let's touch on that a little bit, because, I know even in my own life or talking with others, sometimes it's very organic, right? You have that dear friend you know you can lean on, you know you can trust. But, others may not have that, people that, they may have a spouse, and even having a spouse may feel alone. But even outside of that, they really don't have that kind of connection. And I don't know if that's actually something covered in the class.
Yeah.
Here's ways to build and find those relationships. So yes, it is. I don't want to steal all the thunder from the course, but can you speak to someone who's like, yeah, I need to have that. I know I need to have that. And some pointers for, it can be hard sometimes. Here's ways to facilitate really trying to make that happen.
Yeah. I'll start by saying, as a lot of men, but not just men, but women as well, but a lot of men grew up not speaking about emotions. We talk about work, we talk about sports, and we don't get into the real conversations and the real feelings. And we push that we have to expand on these things or we're going to isolate. We're not going to get in that community. We're not going to have those real conversations, and therefore we're not going to have real relationships. And so we hone in on that, and it's a tough thing to build when you've gone decades of not doing that.
Yeah, and I think some guys, they define being a man, like you're saying traditionally, pent up, put up guards, and really come to find out the most manly men, the guys who cry and the guys who share and are transparent Well, what's great is that, the two of you through, life experience and class experience, you're prepared to facilitate and welcome people. Here's something that comes to mind, because I have to imagine people considering whether they're considering this or really any of the life courses is actually being a little vulnerable to say, I need assistance. I need help. Encourage those that are considering coming to the class, dealing with the guilt and the shame, mm-hmm. and what they're going to experience, not only from you as facilitators, but these other facilitators in the other courses.
Yeah. And I just want to say, and and my husband wrote down the word shame, which is funny because you just talked about shame. But I was going to say betrayal can cause not just the betrayer, but also the betrayed to want to isolate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shame for the women that have been betrayed or men that have been betrayed. And there's a lot of shame for the betrayer as well. And so when we feel shame, we want to isolate. That's right where the enemy wants us, alone, where he can lie to us. And so it's such a big part of recovery is community. And that's a big thing that we push. And we also want to stand next to them and say, we are your community. We want them to see the benefit of it.
And realize not only are our stories a lot different, but there's so many similarities in upbringing and situations we've been through. Yeah. And you can build off of that.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to steal thunder from the course, but when you talk about how we react to betrayal, you know, I think back to the garden. I think back to man fell, you know, and, you know, before the fall, right, they communed with God daily in the garden, and, you know, Adam hid.
Yeah.
He isolated himself, and we're a lot like that guy. You know, I think a lot of us as Christians were like, Adam, why did you? Yeah, we probably would have done the same thing and act the same way, you know, when we missed the mark. So, yeah, I would say, and I think you would both agree, listen, we understand there's a feeling of shame. There's a feeling of guilt. And a feeling of, you know, concern about how you'll be received. And let me say this, you'll be received in love and people who are ready to listen and understand and walk through this with you in the course of 12 to 14 weeks. Now, I mentioned some of the courses require materials. Your course?
We do. Yeah, we have a book and a workbook, we go through. Yeah.
Okay. And I kind of, you know, spoke, I don't know, out of turn, but I'm going to guess what I said is probably true. I've been around, you know, Calvary long enough and church long enough. The ministry is interested in seeing people get healed. And someone who says, well, I can't do a workbook. I'm that tight on funds. We're going to make sure people get through this. Is that right?
Absolutely.
We provide... We ask if they can to provide because we find that when people participate in paying for it, then they're more dedicated to the
They have an investment.
Yes, yeah, exactly. For sure.
Yeah.
No, we definitely want to build the community, and we want our new friends to have the community as well.
Yeah. As you know, I haven't been through this course, but you know, there's often whatever other courses you go through, and you have an expectation what it's going to be like. What do you think people might be most surprised by the end? You know, either right off the bat or you know at the end of the 12 to 14 weeks.
That's a great question, and I got an answer straight for you. Okay, you aren't healed, you aren't fixed at the end of our course. It's not 14 weeks and your marriage is perfect. This is we're given tools, we're giving you some help of how to move forward, but your marriage isn't fixed. Just like our Christian faith, you have to do work, you have to keep showing up, and unfortunately this isn't the quick check and everything is fixed.
I would also say something that they'll be surprised by, I think right off the bat, is just how much they need community and how much they need other people. I've heard that and I've seen people like, I didn't realize I needed this, but now that I'm here and now that I have it, it's amazing. And it's what God wants for us. It's that connectedness. We were created for connection. And so it really is astonishing to see how that changes people.
Okay. Now, at the top of the segment, I mentioned the website. I'm going to do it again because I want to drive you to this course specifically, but really all the courses are going to be available starting early August. August 3rd will be an evening filled with a few classes, as it will August 6th. And you can find all that information at the Calvary website, calvarynm.church. And then at the top of the page, go to ministries. And under that menu, you'll see life courses. And when you click that, they'll all pop up. But let me encourage you, for those interested in couples rebuilding trust, the course we're talking about today, Click on that, and then in that pop-up at the bottom, you'll see, please register using this link. Let me encourage you to please go and do that. The sooner the better. Is class size limited?
No.
Okay. Please do register. They want to prepare for how many people are going to be in the course. Again, let me reiterate, please register now. Again, we don't want you to miss the course. And if you get to that day and say, I never registered, would you encourage them? Just show up.
Absolutely.
Okay. And now this is going to be in M7. You can find a map of Calvary Church on the homepage, actually, at calvarynm.church. However, let me encourage you again, just get to Calvary. There'll be several courses and plenty of people around to direct you to find the course that you were looking for. Alan and Sarah, I do want to throw it back to you because we kind of covered a lot in the short time we visited. But is there anything else that maybe we left off you really want to make sure people know?
Yeah, a couple things on my side real quick. This isn't an issue just outside the church. The stats show it's just as normal for rampant. Betrayal
yeah.
and rampant in the church yeah. as it is outside the church. So one, don't be afraid of that or don't hide behind that because it's just not true. And then number two, if your husband or your wife don't want to go, reach out to us. Our email and our phone number is on there.
Okay.
Reach out to us. Even if you can't make the class or your spouse can't make the class, we still want to help you in any way we can. So please.
And we have had people come alone without their spouse, and that's okay because we can still give them the resources and the good information as well. And eventually their spouse came too.
Nice. And so, isn't that encouraging?
It really encouraging.
Yeah. Okay. And let me say this to the church, the body of Christ, because we talked about people showing up for these courses and being received in love. Our congregations and the body of Christ in general needs to be a sanctuary where people can go and experience that kind of reception, not the guilt, not the shame. It's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Listen, that's not my job. I understand that. And I just want to reiterate that to the church. And regardless whether it's these classes or just in general, let me encourage the church to prayerfully consider God building up their ability to lovingly receive people as Christ did, as they were, and cleanse them and heal them from there. And I love, Alan, that you mentioned, you know, the topic you'll be covering is just, you know, prevalent in the churches, outside the church. That, I'm sure, goes for every course that we're talking about. And here's the reason. There's people there.
Yeah. And brokenness.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys for reaching out. Actually, you reached out to me to get back on and talk about this and encourage people to sign up. And thank you for your investment in our community and in the people that are going to be showing up at the course. And let's do this again next year.
Absolutely.
Or actually in 6 months.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
6 months, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.